Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Tonight is Purim in most of the world. In Yerushalayim, we have another day, and Tezvav Purim de Mekufin. So the topic we will be discussing today is Mikra Megillah, but not only Mikra Megillah, because the weekend, no longer Purim. So we talk today about Kavana B'mitzvahs, primarily, specifically, Mitzvahs Shebedibur. So we will discuss an extremely relevant question regarding Mikra Megillah, but not only. So let me start off by explaining there are five different concepts of Kavona B'mitzvahs. In essence, five different categories, five different types. And let me briefly explain. Rosh Hashanah Chof Chesed is a machlokes gemara whether mitzvah sichas kavona or ein mitzvah sichas kavona. What is the halachic ruling? Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Siman Samach Siv Dalet Hilchas Kriyas Shema. Yeshayim Lim Shemitzes Ein Sichas Kavona. Yeshayim Lim Shemitzes Sichas Kavona. V'chein Halacha. So Shulchan Aruch paskens Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. What is the nature of this Kavona? Very fundamental, very basic. Nothing very spiritual or lofty. The awareness that a person is oisig b'mitzvah, and not just a maaseh shel rishus, just being aware and having a fundamental will to be mekayem a mitzvah. What are the examples of the machlokes mitzvah sichas kavona? Hatokei l'shir. Person is blowing shofar shonah, but he has no intention to be mekayem mitzvah shofar. He likes the music. He's trying to do some classical music with the shofar. According to the mitzvah, man domer mitzvah zayin sichas kavona is yoitza nevertheless. Mitzvah sichas kavona, he had no intention to perform a mitzvah. Kafu v'yochol matzah. Person had no intention of eating matzah, he's not from. Doesn't mean anything to him. Somebody is hitting him and forcing him to eat matzah. That's the machloikis. Yotza oy lo yotza. In Mechas Osha Kloli HaMitzvahs, there's a big arichas about Mitzvah Sichas Kavon, it's an amazing sefer, and as it is printed, it's out of print. And I brought out some achronim, say, Mitzvah Sichas Kavon, we learn from Le'ov de B'chol Avavchem, according to the Ramban, and I wrote, I think it's a mistake. Le'ov de B'chol Avavchem means, according to the Ramban, your avoidah should be L'shem Shemayim. That is beyond dispute. That is beyond dispute. Everyone agrees. And there could never be a machloikis about this, that lechatchila it is ra'ui, it is fitting, when a person does a mitzvah, it should be bilti l'ashem levadoi, with no other motives, with no other interest. La'asois nachas ruach l'kodesh boru. That is a different concept. The machloikis mitzvah sichas kavona is, in my agdora, why are you doing this? So the Chayyim says, a person comes into shul, and he davens shachris and sukkos, and before halal, he takes his dalad minim, and makes a broch, he's menaneah. And then he says, wow, I planned today's trip. I didn't have in mind to be mekayem mitzvah lulav. Chayyim says, of course he's yoitza. What is the explanation? Why?
Kol HaLashon.
If you tap the man on the shoulder and ask him, why are you doing this? What would he say? Don't you know it's Sukkos? We have a mitzvah of lulav. That is enough. Tokei l'shir, if you'll tap on the shoulder and you ask him, why are you blowing this horn? What would he say? I enjoy the music. Kafu v'yochol matzah. You'll ask him, why are you eating matzah? How will he respond? Don't you see the guy's killing me? I have no other option. That's the machlokes of mitzvah sichas kavona. So Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is a very fundamental awareness. Yes, I have in mind to do a mitzvah. That's number one. Number two is Asiyas Mitzvahs Lishman. That is the Ramban of the B'chol Avavchem. And nobody argues, but that is not Ma'akev B'diyevet. That is just Alechatchila. Number three, understanding what you're saying. There's a difference between Asher Yotzer and Oysa Masa Bereshis. There's a difference between Shachal Nivet Voroi and Amoitze Lechem in Haoretz. There's a difference between Refu Einu and Ato Choyin and Lodem Das. You need to understand what you're saying. That is number three. That kavon is ma kavoni berchas ovois be shmoy nesre posa krishin shul kriyashima. That is number three. What's number four? A bach. Specifically three mitzvahs. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. Besides the general concept of mitzvah sichas kavona, because the Torah explains these mitzvahs, tzitzis, lamantis, keruvas, isim, is called mitzvah yisai. Tefillin, lamantis, yitairis, Hashem, efichom. Sukkah, laman, yedu, derasechem, kibisukkah, seshafti, es, b'nei Yisrael. These three mitzvahs, you need to bear in mind the reason of the mitzvah. Ta'amei mitzvahs. That is number four. And finally, number five, Lishma. The concept of Lishma is twofold. Sometimes Basiyas Masiyah Mitzvah and sometimes Bachonas Chevtze the Mitzvah. You can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis only if the Tzitzis were put on the Beged Lishma. Sefer Torah Tefillin V'Mezuzos, you need Ibud HaKlaf Lishma, Ksivas Advorim Lishman. A get is invalid unless it was written Lishma. You need to bake matzah mitzvah Lishma. So the concept of Lishma is Yichud. It is designation. Designated a Maisa or a Chevtza to a certain usage, to a certain Matora, to a certain Avoida, and that is the Geda of Lishma. So this is a very brief introduction. I wrote at great length about each and every one of these yesoides. So there are five different categories, types of kavonas ha-mitzvahs. Mitzvah derabonon, ha'im tzorech kavona, machloikis. Tshuva Sarat Baz, Elef Tzadik Dalet, quoted by the Mogen Avraham Samesamach Sif Kotten Gimel. Mitzvah siches kavona, only by mitzvah deoraisa, mitzvah derabonon, Ein Tzorech Kavona. Mishnah Brura disagrees. Yiv Kot Yud, and he brings many sources to prove even a Mitzvah Derabanan Tzorech Kavona. Whatever we send up to this point is general. Lav Dafka B'Mikro Megillah. And now we start dealing with Megillah, but we still will speak about more general concepts and not only Mikro Megillah. Kosev Rambam Perik Beis Alochai Koro v'loy kiven libo lo yotzo. Why not? Why wasn't he yotzo? Magen Mishnah says two things. Number one, Rambam Nishitos a mitzvah sichas kavona. So that would go against the Radbaz, because Megillah is a mitzvah derabonan, and the Rambam writes sichas kavona. But then the Radbaz writes, maybe Megillah is an exception. And regarding Mikra Megillah, everyone would agree, leis man de palik shetzorach kavona. Satam velo piresh. The Magad Mishnah doesn't explain why would Megillah be an exception? Why? Pri Chodosh Simesamech Tzivkot Yud Gimel says because of Pirsum Enisa. Without intent, you have no Pirsum Enisa. So I think according to the Pri Chodosh, this halacha is similar to the Bach. When the Torah writes what is the reasoning of the mitzvah, you need to bear that reason in mind. Same with Divrei Chachamim. And if the reason of this mitzvah is Pirsum Enisa, there is no Pirsum Enisa without Kavonas HaMitzvah. And now we come to a problem. Koroi Misinam Neim Tofrei Tzadik Yud Beis Yotzi Yedei Chavosoi Shoma Misinam Neim Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosoi. So what is misnamnim? I don't know what the term would be in English. You're not sleeping. When a person is sleeping, he can't read. You're drowsing off. You're extremely tired. Your eyes are closing. But he is successful to read the Megillah. Kora misnamnim yotze yedei chavosai. But if you're merely listening and you drowse off, lo yotze yedei chavosai. Mishnah Brura, Sif Kot Lametes, quotes the Prima Godem. Kol mesnamnim yotze dechavosoy. Afar bishu mesnamnim yochal achaven. He still can have kavana. Mishum Rusev Cotton Mem writes that it's a doichak. I don't know why it's a doichak. I think the Mishnah Berurah is a bigger doichak. Mishnah Berurah writes, it's unreasonable. Even if he's misnamlim, he still has kavana. The Mishnah Berurah says, it is enough that he started the kriya with a kavana, even if he's misnamlim be'emtza and he lacks kavana. This concept of kolowoysa das rishoyne hiyoysa is found by lishma. And it's very mistava by lishma, very reasonable. Yishma is yichud, it is designation. And that depends on tchilas advorim. When I start reading the Megillah, I start writing a tefillin, I start writing a parsha, start writing a get, start kshiras atzitzis. That is the major designation. Miyachid dvorim l'shem mitzitzis l'shem atzis mitzvah l'shem ksiva sefer Torah. But regarding kavanas mitzvah meheichat teisa, why would it depend on the beginning? It's not so mistava to say kol ois al das l'shem yosu regarding kavanas mitzvah. I think the prima godim is more mistava, especially as I explained, the entire idea of mitzvah kavanah is not more than an awareness. Why are you doing this? And that is intact even if he's misnamnim. After all, he's reading. He didn't fall asleep. Masha enken shoma misnamnim. And this brings us to a big problem. The Megillah is quite long. It's the longest kriya. And it's very hard for some people, especially after a fast day, to be totally alert. If you read the Megillah, then you can't drowse off. But if you listen, Shama Misnamnim Lo Yotza. There's a Rosh. Chuvas Rosh Kral Dalet Semenutas. And thus shares his personal minhag. When I say Birchas Yotza, Birchas Kriya Shema, Adi Shachas Ramas, even though Meyakaradin the Shliach Tzibah could be Yotza, anyone, only by Shmoinesa, which is Rachamei, the Haloch is Lechatchila, if you're Boki, you can be Yotza with the Shliach Tzibah. But other brochas you can. But the Rosh says, because it's a brocha arucho, and it's very difficult, loy lahaflig lidvorem acherim, I prefer saying balachash together with the shliach tzibur. The same we find in Siman Kuf Pei Gemal. It's born in Shechanu Achanun Tes lagabei birchas, yoitze birchas ki yishama, Kuf Pei Gemal betvilis azimun. So miyikar adin, when the person says, Rabbi Samev velem bench, and he's mezamin, he should be moitzi all the others with Berchas Amazon. But the minig is everyone says Berchas Amazon. And the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Pei Gemal Sif Kotten Chav Zayin explains, because it is a relatively long brocha, and you might think about other things. Lo Yotzi Dechavosa. So this Rosh is a Gevaldige Chiddush. Why Lo Yotzi Dechavosa? Why is it Ma'akev? Kavona is not Ma'akev B'Shar Brochas. So the Bialoch and Semenun Tes, it's a big doichik. But he argues, Lo Yotzi Dechoyv is Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Aval Bevadei She Yotzi Dechoyv. The Mishnah Berurah contradicts what he writes in Kuf Pei Gimel. Lo Yotzi Dechoyv Osoy. The Roshan of the Rosh is, Hifsides HaBrocha. And the Bes Yosef goes beyond that, Lo Yotzo. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'doyche godel." Sometimes lo yotza means lo yotzi de mitzvah min hamuvchar. The Rashba, Chuvas Rashba Chelak Alef Tov Samach Zayin, quoted in Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Tzadik Alef, writes, "If the one that reads the Megillah skips one word, nobody is yotza. But if you're listening to the Megillah, ain tzorach ledaktik b'kol teva v'teva." What does he mean? Ain't tzorech ledaktik b'kol teva v'teva. Machloik is taza mugran rom. The Bacha and the Taz say, yes, like the Rashba writes, ain't tzorech ledaktik b'kol teva v'teva. You skipped a word or two, still okay. The mugran rom says, no, the mugran rom is machmia. Sif kotin tezvov. Book of Psalms says, "Mistoma shama kol teva veteva afal pisheino medaktik." And the Levush Esrad, explaining the Book of Psalms, writes, "A gevaldig chimra." As long as you listen to the Megillah, "Veino choishev machshavas acheres yotzo." Choishev machshavas acheres lo yotzo. That's shocking, frightening. Most people listening to the entire Megillah, which is long, of course, Machashev Machshav Sechedes, according to the Levush Esrad interpretation of the Mugen Avraham, Lo Yotze Yedei Chavosai. That's a huge chibur. So what do we do? Let's say Sidur Choyva Al Kol Atzdodim in Mikra Megillah. Some poskim say it's kedai to read Balachash, just like the minig of the Rosh, Babichas Yoitza, Babichas Kriyashema, Kalvachoyim and Mikra Megillah. The Mishnah deals with this question in three different sources, and he contradicts himself slightly. Tofresh Sadek Sifkot Nchavav, Tofresh Peites Sifkot Nyutes, he writes, everybody should have a Megillah Kshera and read together with the Bal Koyre, together with the Shliach Tzura. And as Simon Tofresh Peites, he writes it primarily because the children make so much noise by Haman that you can't hear. So that's the right thing to do, to read Balachash. Kach Kosav Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Aleph Yud Gimel. Everybody should read Balachash, like the Mugen Avraham brings in the name of the Prima Godim. However, not the Mugen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Mishnah Berurah still from Torah Tzadik, Siv Koton, Yud Gimel brings Yesh Machmirim, not to read together with the Shaliach Tzibah. Because if you read together with the Shaliach Tzibah, you will focus on your own personal reading, and you might not listen properly to the Shaliach Tzibah. And that's the opinion he quotes from Elio Rabbe Machzis Shekel Ma'am Mordechai based on the Rashba. Which of the two menhagim is preferable? I think not to read Balachash for a few reasons. By Shmoyen Esra, people understand that Lachash is a Lachash. But by the Megillah, there's a real substantial chashash that everybody will whisper. If you had 150 people whispering, then it's quite noisy. And some people will have difficulty listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Is that a reason to tell the individual not to be Machmir and Koira Balachash? No. But there are other reasons. The Bishoyis of Tofresh Peites says, even though by all the other mitzvahs Shebedibet Tzorach Loitze Bisvozov Ein Tzorach Lashmiya Bozlov, Megillah Tzorach Lashmiya Lazlam because of Pirsum Enisa. And if it's not audible, you're not Yoitze. There is no Pirsum Enisa. So according to the Bishoyis of, you can't say entirely Lachash like the Shmoyen Esa Tzorach Lashmiya Lazlam. The Briskerov maintains Megillah B'tzibur, like Tefillah B'tzibur, is only one. One is Moitzi, all the others. 10 people, each of them reading the Megillah, are 10 Yechidim. They're not a Tzibur. They're 10 Yechidim. That's the Rikuach between the Briskerov and the Chazanish. So I don't think the right meaning is to read Balachash. So what is my solution? It is almost inevitable that a person shouldn't think about different things. I think if you follow the Bal Koyre with your finger on the Megillah, and you follow every word, that proves that you listened. You were aware where he holds. Beyond that, it's not Leikuv. I always wondered, Lo yesh sheshoma ashur yotzo. Person doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh at all. But he heard. Why was he Yoitza? Rashi Megillah Yud Ches writes, he could ask people afterwards to explain. So there is Pesum Anissa. The Rambam writes, he doesn't understand the words, but he understands what the Megillah is about. Rambam and Perish Mishnah, Megillah Yud Ches. So, Loyas Sheshoma Ashuri, he doesn't understand the word. It is inevitable that he's Choshev Machshoves Acheris. V'yafar Pikenasif Shechanoch. So on one hand, I think the Bia Halacha and Semen Nun Tes is right. He must be right. And you're listening to a Shliach Tzibur. It's quiet and sure. You hear every word. However, the Beseisev is Mashmenat. But if you follow the Shliach Tzibur with your finger, I think that proves you are aware of every word he is saying. וכך כוסף שלס את תשובס ארץ צבי כושג לברוב חלק עליו סממ-מ-מ-א. And that's his recommendation as well. If you follow the שליח צבא in your finger and you're aware of every word he says, יוצא. So accordingly, we must assume that when the Rosh says, my minig is to say בלחש, maybe he didn't have a sitter before him and he davin ברפה. I don't know. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. I don't have a firm opinion. If you follow the Shliach Tzibur and you try to be awake and alert, Yotzi Yedecha Vosoi. Koira Balachash, Yotzi Yedecha Vosoi. But if you read, Balachash really needs to be Balachash, not to interfere with the Kriya of the Balkoira, not to bother your neighbors, and they will be listening to you instead of listening to the Balkoira. So this is a fascinating sugya, and we had some interesting maskonas. So last week's shiur was all about Mishloach Monos and Matonos Levyanim. And the question is, why is there a special inyan dafkan Purim? Matonos Levyanim, Monos Alevi, the Bach right laharbois, achavo vereyes. But why dafkan Purim? Why is friendship and love and brotherhood more important Purim than Chanukah or Rosh Hashanah or Pesach or any other Zman? Libi Yomeli. Hoder Kiblu B'Yemei HaChashveiros. In Shabbos Daf Pizayin, the Gemara says, what's the Pshat Kimu V'Kiblu? Kimu, Ma SheKiblu Kvar. B'nei Yisur, Wemakdim Nasar Anishma B'Mamed HaSinai. But Kofu Lehem Har Kigigis, and they might have an argument, it was coercion. Hodor kiblu b'mei HaChashveiros ma'avas anes, writes Rashi. First time around, Kabbalah Satora, Parshas Sisera, the Pesuk says, v'yisu merafidim, v'yachanu b'midbar. And then from the plural form, suddenly goes over to singular. V'yichan sham yisua neged ahar. Not v'yisu, not v'yachanu, but rather v'yichan. And the Gemara Darshan's ki yesh echod u'belev echod. I think we find the same idea. You probably realize there is a discrepancy, a difference between Kri and Ksiv, Mikra and Mesoris. The Ksiv is Kiem Vikibel, Veloshin Yochad. But the Kri is Kimu Vikiblu. And that's the same Remez. Kimu Vikiblu, Kiilu Kiem Vikibel, Ki Yeshechod Ubelevechod. Kiem Vikibel. Al yedei rabim kimu v'kiblu, but it was once again ki yishechod u'belevechod, because it is only in that state that we are fitting to be mekabel Torah. That's what the Maral explains, and he asks, shas kriyas yamsef shivchal yamrosa mashal aroi yecheskel v'kon anavim. So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu give the Torah right there and then? They were elevated to an unbelievable madrege. The Maral says one ingredient was missing, and without that ingredient, there is no Kabbalah Satora, and that is Ki Yishechod U'Belevechod. So once again, it was Ki Yishechod U'Belevechod. Kiyem V'Kibel, Kimu V'Kibru. The multitudes were Mekabel as if they are one, united, Kiyem V'Kibel. And maybe that is the inyan of Leharbois achavo vereyes dafke Purim. Zecher, once again, we all came together, ba'avo v'achvo v'sholem vereyes, to be mekabel Torah, and to once again be magdim nasa lenishma. So this is a time to bring people together, ba'avo v'achvo v'sholem vereyes, because this is a time of renewal, and to renew and rededicate all our efforts to Kabbalah Satora and to avoid this Hashem, and to the love of Klal Yisrael. These are difficult times, and let us very much hope. Hu Rachamon, Hu Yasalon, and Nisim and Afros, Kishem Shosiso, Lavesenu, Biyamamein, Bismanazesh, Shachodesh Bohu, Yagen, Vyoshia, Vyeshmor. And we should be Zecher Bekorah Biyamenu to be as Goel Tzedek, Bemheiro, Vyomenu, Amen.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom. 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.